Chairman, members of the Commission, and Director Williams. For the record, my name is Quentin Kujula, and it's my rich opportunity today to present the final hunting season proposals for the 2020 and 2021 seasons. And Mr. Chairman, with your tolerance, I'd take a moment or two to offer some broad comments just to put some context in place for everybody to maybe help get them all on the same page, all of us.
No, I think that makes some sense. Mr. Kujula, do we want to, given our time and our understanding of when people may be showing up for different items, do you want to shuffle the agenda here with some of this stuff?
Mr. Chairman, there is perhaps the biennial quota ranges is typically a quick item. It often generates some confusion as it meshes with some of the individual proposals in the individual species packages. So that may be one, just for the purposes of clarity in process, clarity of connection to the other pieces on the agenda. That may be one to move toward the very end of the day. That would be the one that I might suggest. We can get through with the just taking time to clarify that relationship if you'd like to leave the agenda as is.
No, I look at the proposals from the regions and just in discussions with the public, I think that logically we should move certainly biennial quota ranges down to, you know, after some of these decisions on seasons, boundaries, and shorter seasons and alternatives. Is that okay? That's we're going to manage some of the other discussions.
I was just going to say, I totally agree with you. I think some of those issues tie in with the others that we were going to look at. Probably be not fair to the public if they did not add the other discussions.
Let's continue. I think we
Mr. Chairman, we can keep those, the game damage, the season dates, and the turkey upland game bird, both historically and relative to the number of comments we've taken, certainly as it compares to other topics. Those are usually pretty quick items. They actually represent fairly minimal amount of change. And I think those are available for us to address right away here.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and proceed in that fashion then. Thank you.
Chairman. Again, these are the final proposals for the 2020 and 2021 hunting seasons in Montana for most of the game species or other species that are managed. I want to give a little bit of comment. The commission today, several members of the commission in your opening remarks made reference to the insight offered from the public comment. And as a representative of the department here at the mic would quickly agree. If you do take the time to sit down and look through those comments, it truly represents nothing short of a fascinating insight to the collective experiences that the Montana public has as it relates to their hunting opportunities and the values and, of course, their advocacies and their oppositions, their reasons, their rationales, their favorite places, their new places, all of the above, their struggles to understand process, all of that. So, appreciate the commission recognizing that. And then for all of those folks that took time to engage process and wonder how, when, or if their comment will find a place in the discussion or in the deliberations at least, I want to assure the public tuning in today, the commission already knows this, but as the comments are received, they were batched up at a weekly interval, recognizing that nobody wants to get a whole bunch of comments a week before the commission. That's not fair to the decision body, and that's not fair to the folks that take the time to submit it. And so those were sent to the commission and to staff, all of them. And even as recently as yesterday, a late batch went out. So we've kept that window open as best we can, even past the deadline. All parties hopefully recognizing that at some point it just becomes impossible to read them before the decisions are made. In speaking to that, I would also take a very quick moment, Mr. Chairman. You heard me speak to a person, there is a person out there that batched all those comments. And for those of you that maybe don't think about it, that also means reformatting them from the electronics or for whatever medium they were submitted in. And that's a task. And that's just one task that's not really necessarily visible by one person in the conversation here in this room today. But rest assured, and I know the commission knows this, I just want to give a shout out to all the other folks that are participating in season setting, all the other staff. And even as we speak, and folks have been doing this, bringing the adoptions, I'm getting ready to bring the adoptions to literal pages on a booklet, and of course working with print timelines and print contracts and print margins and print fonts. And if the commission doesn't know how many details are in the regulations, then nobody knows how many details are in the regulations. And all those details get edited, and edited again. And that's staff here in Helena, that's staff out in the regions, bios, front office staff, enforcement staff, looking and looking again. So it's only appropriate, and it includes maps too. And our geographic data services work group keeps pace with that. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to the other side of the effort that ultimately produces those hard copy regulation booklets. That is one of the most widely read ambassadors of the department, produced on an annual basis. In that context, let's go to the first one, and that is the 2020-2021 game damage management season quota authorizations. So these are speaking to those harvests. What we're looking for essentially functionally is for the commission to endorse a level of take for the various species that are listed, for those things that are outside of the printed regulation booklets. So these are things like game damage hunts, management seasons, brucellosis, management efforts to disperse elk away from cattle to mitigate risk of transmission, CWD management hunts, all of those sorts of things are addressed on this page. And these are anticipated limits. These are presented to you as limits take that we might authorize in most cases through the approval of the area commissioner. So this is the one place where the entire commission and the attending public gets to see what that level of take could be. So that's what these are, again, for both years of the biennium. There are no changes represented on this final proposal from what was adopted in December by the commission and put out for public comment. So following process, the commission has the option to not look for public comment at the podium today if the adopting motion accepts the proposal as is. That is to say, if the adopting motion continues to reflect no change from what went out to public comment in December. With that, Mr. Chairman, we'll stand for questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt as final the 2020-2021 game damage management season wildlife health and special CWD hunt quotas authorized as proposed by FWP.
I'll second.
And moved and seconded. There's no change from the tentative. And so we will not be taking comment on this from the public. Is there any comment or question from the commission? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.